Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I want to talk about a cool little library called Zing Touch. Now, I've seen this tweet come through from Sarah Drasner, who I think she's found through Rachel Neighbours. Two people, if you're doing anything in regards to front-end and the web, you definitely need to follow them. So check out Sarah Drasner and Rachel Neighbours. So basically, Zing Touch is another kind of touch interaction library. So common one, at least that I'm familiar with, is Hammer.js. And this is kind of an alternative and probably a more modern take on it. So it provides your six standard gestures that you're going to use quite often. So you've got tap, rotate, pinch and expand, pan, swipe, and yeah, I think that was it. So those are the common ones that you'll need. And this is, it's nice. If you've never played around with anything like this before, it's quite handy. The main one that I've found, which is good to use, is the swipe. So basically, if you have your website showing on a mobile device, for example, and you want to show a menu or something like that, you can actually just have the JavaScript in place there. Like I'd use Hammer.js, but in this instance, I could use Zing Touch, and you do a swipe to the left or swipe to the right, and you could display different menus. And that basically mimics what you get in a lot of native apps from the swiping behavior. And this, again, you can take it further because Hammer.js does do some of these features as well. Actually, might do all of them as well, but I think this is just more of a modern, smaller, more performant version. Now, I haven't gone right into this like in depth. I've only played around with the demos and had a look at the APIs, and everything looks quite nice to use. So it's definitely one that I'm going to be looking at. Instead of using Hammer.js, I'm going to try out Zing Touch and see how that goes. So I'll probably do a follow-up episode to this one in depth more about my experiences with it. Hopefully I can find something that has a bit more drive to be able to use this because my main feature that I'll use is the swipe. But it's pretty cool. Like, you know, you want to flick bubbles around. They've got a demo there. You know, they've got a demo of a Pokemon game so you can actually flick a Pokeball. Add a Pokemon and capture it. So there's some nice things there if you're doing kind of game development in JavaScript or using Canvas and things like that. Quite nice, very simple API. You know, it has a full life cycle there. You know, you start moving and ending, all that kind of stuff. So it consists of all those things. It's been very well thought out by the looks of it. So it's a pretty cool tool. But that's essentially it for this episode. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. You know, are you a Hammer.js user? Have you heard of Zing Touch before? Have you used it before? What are the gotchas? What projects are you using them on? I'd love to see what's out there and what you're working on with it. So you can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. Also, don't forget, you can go to slack.codacatchup.com and join the Slack channel there and ask any questions, talk about things, get updates about the podcast. But other than that, we'll catch you the next episode.